War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Boy, how did this one slip by him? MS-13 gang member attends Maryland High School as a murder suspect. School not told. Nice. Very woke. Very liberal. How would you like to find that out as a parent? Oh, it's not enough. They're taking over the classroom and slowing down the studies because they don't understand English. Hey, one of them's a suspect for a murder. you don't need to know that. No big deal. It's probably good to have him in the schools, you know? It's a good thing. Very loving. Very liberal. Tim Walz's political origin story does not add up. This is from the Washington Examiner. I'll kind of briefly tell you the deal here. So Walz claims that the reason he got into politics was because he took some students to a George Bush rally and was kicked out. Because, you know, the Republicans or the Bush staff was so intolerant and bigoted that they wouldn't let him on. They wouldn't let the students in. Well, turns out the whole thing was a lie. Tim Walz did not go to a Bush rally with students. He went with Democrat Party activists that had already disrupted multiple Republican events and were known to the Bush staff, and so they were rejected at the entry. So how about that? They just can't help themselves, folks. Oh, no. They just misremember. That's all. They just have really bad memories. Geez, with people with memories so bad as these guys, you certainly don't want them running your government. Maybe he remembers something about Wuhan, China. Tim Walz promoted group that partnered with China's Wuhan lab. Ah, maybe that's why he got the bid. Did some nice work with the old Chinese Wuhan lab. Maybe that was one of his 30 trips to China. Oh, Russian money, though. Russian money. And so let's get into that. So Tim Walz goes to China 30 times. They don't care. Nothing suspicious. And then, hey, going to China doesn't inherently mean anything. But, you know, they have no concern over that. Joe Biden taking millions of dollars from the communist Chinese. Certainly extremely suspicious. They have no problem with that, though. No, it's the Russian money. And Tenet Media. All right, so you've probably heard the story. I've given my take on it. But there's something bigger lurking here. And it all goes back to Mike Johnson. That's right, Speaker Mike Johnson, who's trying to save his legacy. And it looks like they are going to attach the SAVE Act, or the SAFE Act. Is it SAVE or SAFE? The voting... You have to be a citizen to vote act, basically. They're going to attach it to the spending bill. Now, Johnson is, oh, we want to keep the government funded and running. Shut up, you. God, you're pathetic. Embrace the government shutdown. Own the government shutdown. Become anti-government. No, he's too big of a coward. But he's going to, at least he says, he's going to attach the SAVE Act to the spending bill. So this is going to cause a huge issue. But at least strategically, it's going to make the Democrats fight against a bill that would force you to be a citizen, to show proof of citizenship, to vote. So, okay, you got that going on. But Mike Johnson took a big loss. He gave us a big loss. Do you remember this? Here's some of the headlines. We're going back to earlier this year. FISA 702 expansion, impact on the EU-US data privacy framework. Section 702 foreign surveillance law lives on, but privacy fight continues. Jayapal, Biggs, Hoyle, Armstrong lead bipartisan letter urging FISA 702 standalone bill and privacy votes. So Johnson squeezed this into the larger bill, and they wouldn't let it stand alone, because if it stood alone and people could understand what it is, then it might not have passed. But Johnson stabbed us in the back and shoved the FISA bill into another spending bill so that it would kind of be covered up by all this other work. And then all these other funding projects and crap. So they say, oh, well, we got to fund it. You know, we got to give Israel its money. We got to give Ukraine its money. And, oh, oops, the FISA bill's in there too. But we had to do it. Oh, no, you didn't. But you did. Now, why is this relevant? So, basically, the Patriot Act and a lot of follow-up legislation has made it so that foreign governments, effectively the U.S. government as well, more importantly the U.S. government, can spy on the American citizen. But what's so egregious about this is that it expands the web of surveillance. So the U.S. government probably has extreme interest in Owen Schroyer. I assume that they listen to everything I say on the phone, every message that I send, because of their bogus indictment and charges over January 6th. Maybe I'm just paranoid. But let's just use this as an example. Well, thanks to this bill, though, they don't just spy on me, or they don't just have the right to spy on me, or maybe Tulsi Gabbard, who they put on a terror watch list. So they're not just spying on Tulsi, or they're not just spying on Schroyer, the target. They also get, I believe it was either 3 or 6 degrees of separation, meaning that they can spy on the person that I'm messaging. And then they can spy on the person that that person is messaging. And then they can spy on the person that that person is messaging. And it's well known, the 6 degrees of separation, and maybe that's why I bring that up. You're 6 degrees of separation away from every human on Earth is the theory. But maybe it's 3 degrees for this bill. The point is, it's not just the target, but it's then 3 degrees of separation, let's say, from the target. So they can basically spy on everybody you've ever communicated with, and then everybody they've ever communicated with. So this brings us back to the Tenet Media story. And you know, probably the Tulsi Gabbard story as well. Now, they can spy on every person that has ever communicated with Lauren Chen. Now, again, I'm not rushing to any conclusions about Lauren Chen. Innocent till proven guilty. And if I'm looking at the odds and measuring all this stuff, I would say this was either out of the gates a federal entrapment scheme. But at the very least, I'm not too worried about $10 million from a Russian billionaire funding conservative media when there's much bigger foreign influence going on that actually buys our government. But nonetheless, so now if Tulsi Gabbard is on a terror watch list, they're going to be spying on her and probably whoever she's communicating with. Like, I don't know, a Donald Trump, who they're probably spying on anyway, or a Tucker Carlson or an RFK Jr. But now they've got the perfect... scope to spy on every member of the conservative media now. So maybe Lauren Chen was unwittingly part of something or wittingly part of something. I'm not rushing to any conclusions. I'm looking at the real-world impact here. And $10 million to fund a media endeavor is like nothing. No. So, I mean, I was messaging one of the individuals who's actually said to be a victim in this, and that's Taylor Hansen. He's going to be joining us tomorrow from Springfield, Ohio, doing his great work on the ground. Oh my gosh, the Russians are sending Taylor Hansen to Springfield, Ohio to cover the migrant invasion. Give me a break. He chooses his own work. So they're probably spying on that conversation too. But do you understand the point here? So thanks to Mike Johnson, the U.S. government gets to continue its illegal surveillance. And now, thanks to this Lauren Chen Tenet Media story, they probably already have been, I would say, if you read the indictment based off of these documents and what they have as evidence, that they've probably been spying on Lauren Chen and 3 degrees of separation of her and all the members of Tenet Media for months, if not years. The hell's my...
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Segment here at the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Let's just press through these headlines. Still a lot of video clips we didn't get to, but let's just press through these headlines here. Cornel West to appear on Virginia presidential ballot. The Democrats tried to keep him off because they're afraid he'll cost them votes, but he will be on. So more reason to think Trump will win Virginia. I already think Trump will win Virginia, but more reason to suspect he will. I believe Virginia is imperative for Trump's path to victory. So West will be on the ballot, despite Democrats trying to keep him off. There'll also be Chase Oliver and Jill Stein. But they did remove Kennedy off the ballot per his request. So there you go. That's what happens when you have a state that's not corrupt and Democrats aren't trying to lie, cheat, and steal. State Commission on Judicial Conduct reprimands former Harris County judge for bias and disregard for law. Mm-hmm. He was a good liberal. A good Democrat. Oh, what do you know? A Democrat on the bench is corrupt? I can't even imagine. What is going on in New York? A lot of questions. Here's the headlines. Feds raid home of top Eric Adams deputies, seize police commissioner's phones. Huge scene with law enforcement out there while this is going on. Remember, this is on the heels of the Chinese agent being caught in the governor's office. FBI raid leaves Eric Adams no better choice. Tell police commissioner Edward Caban to resign. Turmoil inside NYPD after raids as federal probe may be more widespread. What we know about investigation into mayor's aides. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is facing mounting questions over his ability to govern after federal investigators seized phones from multiple officials in his administration. Federal agents took devices from Adams' police commissioner, his school's chancellor, two deputy mayors, and several other advisors. None of the officials involved have been charged with the crime, but the wave of searches adds to a cloud of suspicion around Adams, a former city police captain who has fashioned himself as a champion of law and order. So what is going on with this deal? And so I wonder, I would say this either has something to do with they're trying to figure out what might go down should they arrest Trump, and they want to see if anybody's planning on protesting that. That would probably be on the lighter end of things. Still would show deep state corruption, obviously. Or is there some other corruption going on here? I mean, again, you just had the situation with the Chinese agents, but we're talking about the police, school chancellors, deputy mayors, and people from Eric Adams' office. So they got their phones. So they're looking for something specific. But nobody really seems to have a clue what this is all about. That's odd. Now, if it was a Republican mayor and this was going on, it'd be the top story. It'd be proof of corruption. Shut it all down. So, I mean, compare the two. Compare the Tenet Media story to the police commissioner, mayor, school chancellors, deputies, and everything else. What did the media talk about and obsess over, and what didn't they? Who has institutional power? Who doesn't? Isn't that something? All right, I said I'd get to this international news, so let's just plow through it here. Israel carries out strikes in Syria, killing four, state media says. Now, I just wonder, with Israel attacking all these countries, you know, a couple things here. One, would Israel be so bold if they didn't have the United States behind them backing all of this like their big brother? Or would the pro-Israel types that are celebrating what's going on in Gaza that say, well, you start a war, be prepared for the consequences. Well, do you think they'd have that same attitude if Israel started getting blown up by all these countries that they're fighting? I'm just curious if that would remain consistent when you celebrate how the Palestinians and Palestine has been completely flattened and the Gaza Strip completely wiped out, and you celebrate that and say, this is what you get for choosing war? Okay, so when you bomb all these other countries, if they decide to flatten Israel, does that attitude stay consistent? I'm just curious. I hope we don't find out, but citizens in Israel are concerned that that could be the case because they're protesting massively, huge protests. Again, you don't see this on the news. They don't show you that a lot of the Jews in Israel are really upset with Netanyahu's leadership, and they think that it's more of a dangerous time to live in Israel than ever because the Israeli leadership, Netanyahu, are just out of control. Organizers claim largest ever rally in Tel Aviv as calls for hostage deals intensify. They think they had upwards of 500,000 attending these rallies overall. You can see the videos there, just huge crowds in the streets of Tel Aviv. Israeli police and protesters clash in Tel Aviv amid calls for actions on hostages. Bereaved father of a hostage to Netanyahu says, "My son was murdered in the tunnels that you built." Yeah, they're learning it now that it was actually Israel that started Hamas so that they could have their perfect enemy, an excuse to go in. It's kind of like the U.S. funded bin Laden, created bin Laden. Oh, bin Laden's the bad guy. Israel creates Hamas. Oh, Hamas is the bad guy. Ben-Gavir confronted by protester at Tel Aviv beach. "You are a murderer." He gets kicked out and has sand thrown at him. Ben-Gavir is a despicable person. You know, he probably really does believe that he's more important and, you know, he's the chosen people. So he really doesn't care if non-Jews die. I mean, that's just, I mean, he's basically said it. He's a despicable character. But so that's what I'm saying. The Jews in Israel know that Netanyahu, Ben-Gavir are putting Israel in the worst spot it's ever been in. And they see the attitude of the Israeli lobby commentators, most of which exist in the United States of America. They're about as obvious as a, you know, as Yao Ming on a dance floor. And they're just everywhere now. But, oh, let's talk about Russian influence. I mean, give me a break with the pro-Israel influence. And so they see what's going on. And they see how bombing all these countries is putting Israel in a bad place for peace. And they see how they're paying all these commentators to say, "Yeah, it's good we've flattened the Gaza Strip. It's good all the Palestinians are dying. That's what you get for choosing war." And again, if that attitude carries out, then how do you think you're going to feel when the other countries that you're bombing say that about Israel? So there are just huge protests against what's going on because the people in Israel are smart and they know that the actions of Netanyahu and Ben-Gavir are putting Israel in probably the most unsafe state that it's been in a long time. But you don't hear that in the Western media, and that's because of the Israeli influence. Or no, I'm sure that's Russian influence that buys off all the politicians and media. Family of U.S. citizen killed in the West Bank demands independent investigation into her death. Yeah, did you hear about Asenyor Igi, an American woman who was shot and killed in the Israeli occupation West Bank on Friday? They say the Politico acting like Democrats care. Please, have you heard any Democrats say anything? Democrats up pressure for Israeli investigation after U.S. citizen killed in the West Bank. Hear anything about that? A U.S. citizen shot and killed by Israelis in the West Bank? You get anything on that? That's funny, isn't it? Nothing from the White House. Nope. Nothing in the U.S. media. As far as cable news is concerned, a couple stories in the print media. It took them about 4 days to get to it, by the way, but they finally did. So that's that as we sign off. Remember, we got extended coverage tomorrow for the presidential debates. As we close, the great James Earl Jones has passed today, 93 years old, one of the great actors and voice actors. James Earl Jones passes on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we take a 21-hour break. We'll see you for extended coverage presidential debates tomorrow. Supplement.
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.